Hey everyone, if you came here from the Yasuke episode, what's up? If not, go give that episode a listen. It was fun to research. Yeah. We had a great time.
It was super dope, especially that last part where we're talking about all the new things coming out.
Yes.
Oh, man.
All right, so our last bonus episode was a while back and it was about Halloween in yeah. Tokyo and what that was like. So we enjoyed that chill, free flow conversation. So we're trying that again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to doing more of these bonus episodes. They're pretty much just a blast. We just talk about stuff and have a good time.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we got this question in recently from a listener. Mm. And the question goes, what is the hardest thing about podcasting?
Where do I start? Okay, so there's a lot of stuff. Most of it is the same as any new creative activity that you start. Mm. It's basically making time for it. You know, finding the right place, making it sound good, the basics or whatever. But on top of all that, for me, is like something that makes it harder is the idea you have to hold yourself to this standard and you have to do certain things or sound a certain way to be like a legit podcast. Yeah, that's that kind of bothers me. And that's really hard to handle because I listen to a whole bunch of podcasts, right? Mm-hmm. And they're all different qualities. They're all varying levels. Some are like Skype calls. Some are just like on the iPhone notes, not notes. What is it? Voice app or memo. Whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you just mix it up a little bit and you put it out there. So it's really easy to get caught up in wanting the best sound and gear and this promo distribution and like, you know, I have to keep reminding myself that you got to do the best that you can with what you have. You can't make something amazing with great gear. Like, the gear doesn't make the stuff. So if you're not making something amazing with the bare essentials of what you have, you might be focusing on the wrong things. And don't get me wrong, gear is important, right? But like, it's key for me that I remember not to like be too hard on myself of like, oh, mm-hmm. we got to get these new mics, or we got to get this video podcast, or oh, we got to do this and that. And like, you know, we're doing a podcast, we're doing it consistently, we're changing up the scheduling, but like something is coming out, it sounds good, you know, that's more important than anything.
Yeah, I think, like you said, people get caught up in being perfect, and especially because there's so many different podcasts and a lot of celebrities are doing podcasts, so it's definitely getting filtered out, you mm-hmm. know. It's saturated. So I would say just like start with what you got, like for real, because you want to practice first. It's not that easy. Even now I have some difficulties.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a super introverted person, so this is not something that was my expertise. So just practice and yeah, find out your theme, what you want to talk about, what you can bring to the table, because like we said, it's super saturated. But yeah, it does not have to be perfect. You don't have to buy, you know, $500 mics and, you know, the best headphones and all this stuff. Just get something that's quality, but something that you can start off with.
Right. And a lot of times, and I know this is cliche, whatever goes for YouTube advice goes for your stuff too. If you have a recording app on your phone, get you an Amazon $10-$15 mic and plug it into your phone, or use your headphones that come with your phone. You know, like a lot of times I feel like, especially as people who create, and podcasts in particular are so saturated, like you said, it can be like a fight to just have like the best quality and you want to stand out for your quality. But like, I have to remember, I'm also like a huge podcast listener. Yeah. I don't care what it sounds like if I fuck with the podcast. So yeah. Like, I have to remind myself of that. Like, if it's good, it's good no matter what.
Yeah. And another thing is, if you do want to get, you know, good gear and all this stuff, of course you're going to want to, you're going to want to upgrade. But if you're that type of person to just get all of the good things at first, just know that that's not going to give you like an amazing podcast, you know.
Right.
The tools aren't gonna create the content, the tools aren't gonna create the personality. So yeah, just have fun with it. Mm-hmm. For me, I would say recording environment that affects sound quality is the hardest thing for me, because we don't have like a standalone studio. Like, we record from home, and if you live in Japan, you know, apartment walls are very thin. So if there's noise outside, not so much neighbors, people are pretty polite, but, you know, there's some noises outside and sometimes they come through episodes, and we try our best to like edit those out or mm-hmm. just film at a really good time, which unfortunately is mostly like nighttime.
Right. I feel you, because that shit is hard too. It's very like, how do I put this? Not energy demanding, but like we have to be aware of the show notes, the conversation, the personality that we have, and just like keeping it alive and active. And then anytime we come, we gotta pause so we can like edit. You know what I mean? Like
that's if like there's noise, yeah.
But... Right. If there's like a super loud like garbage truck running by or something. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it is kind of I feel you. Mm-hmm. That's annoying.
Yeah. Also collecting like the most updated information for research-based topics, because you know we'd like to do those from time to time. That can be difficult just because, you know, sometimes you think it's just going to take like an hour and then it takes you 5 hours and you're just like, dang.
Yeah.
You know, and also you don't want to be outdated. You don't want to like piss anybody off because like. You don't want to
be wrong.
Mm-hmm. And also, I guess, not being afraid of sharing your opinion because it's very easy to come off as palatable and being like, you know what? No, like I'm going to have a super unbiased opinion and everyone's going to agree with this. Mm. But, you know, sometimes I push it, but I have noticed when I say certain things, we have gotten troll comments before, like, oh, that's not right. That's not whatever. And it's like, it was just an opinion, bro.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's another thing, like putting yourself out there is pretty hard. I wouldn't mm-hmm. say it's the hardest thing, but if you are sensitive to like, you know, being under the lens or something, like you got to be aware of that. Like that comes with the territory.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. Other than that, it's actually really fun, and don't let the negativity get to you if people do come at you. Honestly, I just fight people with kindness. I'm just like, hey, maybe there's a misunderstanding. And normally when you talk to people like with kindness, they're just like, oh, okay, I'm going to chill out. And if they don't, just block them. Just don't even worry about it.
I told you my policy the other day of how I try to handle people, even though internally I might be like super ragey. What did I call it? It was like, it was like aggressive kindness. That's what it was.
Yeah, that's definitely you.
Yeah, I'm just like, oh, wow. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you sharing this information with me so that I can better provide this thing that I want to make and put out into the world. Your opinion has been heard and you are listened to. Go away. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's...
I mean, honestly, the comments are engagement. So I'll take it. True. I'll take the view. I'll take the engagement. Even the thumbs down, I'll take it. Yeah. Anyways, so yeah, thank you for sending in that question. I hope that helped you if you are interested in making a podcast or if you were just curious how it is. And check the link in the description, abnormaljapan.com/questions, to send in your question for a future episode.
Yeah, I love answering these. Definitely send them in. We get them and they're just like updated. So we'll get your question. Don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So let's get into what we've been up to lately and what's been going on in Japan. Why not? So what I've noticed is spring is coming early this year.
Yeah. Like it really has.
It's warmer earlier and I'm getting hit with allergies. We kind of mentioned that in the last episode.
Mm-hmm.
And it's wild. But what's really cool is that like in certain areas of Japan, sakura, like the cherry blossoms, are already blooming.
Yeah.
It's just like, what? It's so early. And I feel like all the people who, I don't know, schedule trips to come out are probably going to miss it, maybe.
Potentially. Because even when on my commute, there's like a bunch of sakura trees, right? And so like last year and the year before, it was like maybe mid-April when the sakuras were starting to blossom. Girl, on my way there, I think I took a picture and sent it to you. Mm-hmm. It was like a cherry blossom bud.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even speak right now. And it was almost bursting with the pink flower.
Yeah, they're ready.
They're normally green. Mm-hmm. Like, legit, they're normally green and, like, the leaves are coming. Like, I think the trees are just going to be sakura and no leaves. Like, that's what I'm thinking.
I mean, they kind of are at first, and then like when the leaves grow in, they like the flowers die.
That, okay, I can see that.
Mm. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, but it's like February, and I'm just like, all right, I'll take it. But I feel like, is summer gonna be hotter? Cause
and dang. Sooner? Oh god.
Oh gosh. But in the last episode, like the romance one, I mentioned how there was like Valentine foods and like sakura drinks. So I ended up trying the sakura frap.
Oh yeah.
And it was so good, y'all. Like, it's a basic drink. It's like what basic people get when it's spring here. But usually it's just like bland and strawberry flavored, but right. This time it was actually like cherry flavored stuff. Like
they went out their way to do that.
Mm-hmm. Like they had like the cherry tree extract and all that stuff. I'm sure it was like little amounts, but it definitely tasted different, and it was cute.
That's cool. I think they're coming out with another one. Are you excited for that one?
Yes, they are. They're coming one with like extra cherry jelly or something. I don't know. I'm probably going to try it.
That's cool. I think my favorite thing about the sakura season in particular is like it feels like, and I could be wrong, but it feels like a very like, I don't know how to put it in a kind way. It feels like everything is just blooming, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean this in like terms of people. My interactions with people are like, oh my god, winter's over, and they're like, they're just more ginky in general, you know? And like there's more stores that are like open longer, the days are longer. Yeah, I just feel like there's this like weird burst of energy that everybody gets when it's spring, and then like summer is just a whole other beast. It's just like everybody's like, oh my god, summer drained. Festivals and it's hot and we're out late at night because it's way too hot in the midday. So like I feel like it's the beginning of like that ruckus energy, that like,
yeah,
you know, that kind of like hype, like let's do some shit type of energy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm ready for it because like I don't really like the cold, y'all. Like it's cute but not for me. So yeah, on Netflix, right, we saw this show called The Circle.
Oh, and my God.
We binged watched it in like a day?
2 days.
2 days. Okay.
2 days.
Felt like a day. The days blurred together. It was wild. It was about like social media and like people in separate rooms, and they got to chat with each other, but they never got to see each other.
And it wasn't voice chat, it was just message chat.
Yeah, like texting, and they had to rank each other to try to win
100,000 grand.
Yeah, whatever. It was weird, and it really gave me some weird feelings of like, that's kind of how like social media is going towards.
Right.
You know, like ranking people, like judging people by like just basic pictures. Mm-hmm. And what I really liked about it was like the catfishing in it.
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah, because you could choose like your name, your age, your relationship status, and like your pictures. So basically, some people were catfish.
Yes. The wildest part was the how many catfish there were and who they suspected of being a catfish.
Yeah, because
like we could see the individual players, right? Mm-hmm. We saw all of them interacting, and we saw like who was actually who and what they were going through, but like they couldn't see that. Mm-hmm. And that was the wildest thing.
Yeah, so we're not going to spoil who like won, but who are your favorite characters? Because I feel like we're kind of on the same page.
Okay, so I really like the OG crew of people that came in. And I feel like in that crew, a lot of people were very genuine with their selves. There were some catfish, but they were genuine with their like interactions with people.
Yeah.
I really respected that. That was really cool. My favorite character.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like stuck between like three people. I'm stuck between Chris, Sammy, and Joey.
In that order?
Not in that order. They were just the first names I could think of.
I really liked Sammy, and Joey, he surprised me.
He did. He really did. Yeah.
I loved his theatrics, his whole personality. Chris was cool.
Yes.
Chris was just like, you cannot not like him. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's just so easy to like.
Yeah, repping Texas.
Mm-hmm. And there's one more person I feel like I'm missing. No, I think that's it. I mean, there was other people who
Chris were... and Sammy were your top two?
No. Sammy and Joey were my top
two. Oh, sorry. Sammy and Joey.
And then Chris. And there was someone else. Oh, my gosh. I don't remember, y'all.
Shubi?
But... Huh?
Shubi?
Oh, yeah. Shubham. Yeah. He was okay. He kind of annoyed me later on because he's like, oh, you gotta be yourself. You gotta be yourself. It's like, dude, you're such a baby. Like, I think he was just 23.
Oh, yeah.
He was just like, oh my gosh, why aren't people being authentic? And I'm like, because that's social media, bro.
Yeah. His character growth was so wild. Like,
man. Yeah. So anything that you're reading right now, Ashish?
So, yeah, I've been keeping up. Well, The Circle completely ate up my time. Like, that was wild. But normally, like, I try to keep up with some comics, some manga. I'm reading or rereading a book, Pet by Akweke Emezi. It's really, really good. I highly, highly recommend Pet. That, and I've been reading some manga, Demon Slayer. I read the recent Death Note one shot, I believe it is.
Like the chapter, yeah.
Yeah, it was just like, you know how animes have the OVA, where it's like not really part of the thing, but it's a thing? Mm-hmm. It's kind of like that. It's like a canon sequel
episode. I feel like they were basically like testing the waters to see if people wanted what they were bringing.
Yeah, they did one a while ago, but they did a new one in 2020.
Okay.
So this time they had, I shared the image in the group chat of like the artwork. Our friends were like, he looks like a fuckboy.
Yeah, he looked like a K-pop star.
Yes, like a basic like hype Asian boy. But I read it, gave it a shot. You know, the artwork was really, really good. And I was disappointed.
Yeah.
I was let down.
I heard that a lot.
Here's the thing. It wasn't that it was bad. It just wasn't a good premise. Mm. And I won't get into spoilers, but basically the new boy really didn't do anything. Like, he was all smart and all this and this and that, but like, his character, I couldn't figure out his motivation, and he didn't actually do anything like in the story.
Yeah.
So I think that's why it was
honestly, I feel bad. Like, it's one of those that needs a lot of help, and it's going to have like a ton of other chapters to like really get to the point if they continue with it.
And I feel like Death Note as a whole is really strong, but I feel like the strength of that came from the characters within the story, and I don't think they've done anything in terms of creating new good characters.
Yeah.
That I've been keeping up with Demon Slayer, which, oh my god, I cannot wait for that freaking movie and the new season. Nobody knows when the new season's coming out. Nobody knows.
Nobody
Everybody's
knows.
Everybody's like, oh, Mr. Michael Jackson over here is going to... Michael Jackson is Muzan, by the way, the main bad guy. He just looks like Michael Jackson.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyway, he really does.
Everyone's like, oh, he's just going to do something and the series is going to end tomorrow. But we don't know. And we don't know when UFO Table is coming out. I've been stressed in case you can't tell.
That's a sign of a really good story. It keeps everyone on their toes. I saw a spoiler and I didn't really get it at first. And then you explained it and I was like, so I'm excited. Such a good series.
Oh, yeah. Apparently it's that lady's first series. Like, it's her
debut. Amazing. Brilliant.
Iconic.
Iconic. We love it.
Legendary.
Yes.
But yeah, that's what I've been reading and watching. Is there anything else you've been reading, watching?
Nah, not really. I've just been working on creative stuff and then trying to rest. And usually if I choose rest, I'm not like engaging in anything else. I've actually been off of socials a lot lately. I haven't been posting on my personal or anything.
How's that doing for your mental? A lot of people say that like it eases the strain or whatever.
At first, I was kind of stressed because I was like, oh no, I should probably be sharing, you know, and people want to know stuff. And now I'm just addicted to resting and I don't even want to bother with like socials. I'm like, this is too much. It's too much. But in Japan, okay, so I'm sure y'all been hearing a lot in the news about the coronavirus.
Right.
We're not going to go into specific stats. Just Google it. I feel like even mentioning it now, there's no point because the stats change daily. So yeah, just keep up with the internet on that. But we just want to talk about how it's been affecting our everyday lives here because we're starting to see some things, you know?
Right. It's nowhere near as bad as certain countries where like people are just in like lockdown type situations. Yeah. But there's been some significant and noticeable changes to the everyday pacing. And I'm going to say this, Japan has a very like everyday routine type of lifestyle. So when that gets changed, you know, it's real, real.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of times here the culture is if you can ignore it, just keep going. And I feel like for basic things, that's okay. But for viruses, sicknesses, I think you can only ignore it for so long. And of course, right. The coronavirus isn't as lethal as your common influenza or anything like that. But when it's not being, I guess, taken care of like it should, it can get out of hand.
Right.
So what I noticed, as soon as like Japan got hit with like a higher stats number of contracted people, kind of due to the whole like cruise, Diamond Princess cruise, you should definitely look up that drama, that tea.
There is a whole bucket of tea.
Like, yes. I'm not going to share anything just because I know like the person who shared about that, like the doctor, like his YouTube video, like he removed his video, and I think there's a lot of like shush shush, so I'm not gonna spill mm-hmm. all the tea, but go look it up. But that skyrocketed the contracted numbers because it was in Japan. But what I noticed is that as soon as people heard that, everyone bought all of the face medical masks. They bought like all of the antibacterial products from like hand wipes and sprays and gels. And luckily we have a good supply of those all the time. Like we like to be hygienic, you know?
Yeah.
But it was just like everything sold out. And every day you can't really buy masks. You can't really buy antibacterial stuff. Like you have to buy it online. They had little
signs on the thing too of like, oh, due to coronavirus, try not to buy everything. It was all gone.
Yeah, because there was like videos of people on Twitter where they would buy like 30 packets of like the mask.
Oh my and just God.
Emptying out the shelves. And so, yeah, they're just like, hey, ration essentially.
Yeah.
But at this point, it's like you can't even really buy it. I'm sure in some areas, but people are freaking out. But the thing is, that's not really going to protect you.
Mm-hmm.
Like the masks are really only good if you're the one sick so that if you cough or something, you don't spread it. But if you're not sick, that's not going to really protect you because a lot of these masks that people are using aren't the ones that you need for viruses.
Right. Like they're not like the surgical whatever masks, like medical quality or whatever.
So, and a lot of times people wear like fashion medical masks where they're like fabric and they look cool.
Yeah. Which I feel like that might actually be grosser if you're like actually sick, you just coughing into a cloth on your face and you just gonna have it on your face.
It's weird. And it's funny because like I still see people not washing their hands here and I'm just like, y'all, that is like the number one way to like protect yourselves from the virus. Like wash your hands properly. But I will say there's still a lot of public bathrooms that don't have soap out here. So I like to bring my own or like my own antibacterial wipes. I don't know. You got to do something.
Yeah. Basic hygiene is still always key. Like, I cannot tell you how many times I've been to a men's restroom. There is literally no soap. There's no soap machine. It's sometimes there's not even a paper towel or hand drying thing. It's just a sink and nasty ass water all over the floor. And I cringe.
Yes. And like, we went to a mall the other day. And an employee, I believe they worked in the grocery market sector, and like she used the restroom after me, and I was like still washing my hands, I was just doing my thing, and she literally just like splashed her hands with water and then just walked out, which is very commonplace here in Japan. But just knowing that like even this situation is not really changing anybody's habits, it's wild. And I have noticed that there's more ads and like newspaper inserts and suggesting like, hey, wash your hands and this is how you do so properly. It's funny because it's kind of stuff that you should learn as a kid.
Yeah, it's weird because like I've seen parents teach their kids how to wash their hands. Sometimes the kids don't listen, but the parents are always making an attempt. I have seen that even before the like whole coronavirus situation, but like it's not the kids. Well, it is the kids that need to like wash their hands and stuff like that. But I need these adults who are working in grown ass lives
in food service to wash
their hands. Like,
yeah, it's just it's nasty. And it's OK. It's kind of cool because like I saw this Attack on Titan ad.
Oh, yeah.
You and I feel like they're trying to do anything to get people to pay attention to these hand washing ads.
You got to.
Because they're just like, hey, If you have to cough or sneeze, use your elbow, wear a mask, wash your hands, you know, use a tissue when you sneeze. Because, like, out here, people will just cough out loud, sneeze out loud, like they won't cover.
Open mouthed, nasty.
Yeah. So if someone is sick, they're going to pass it to you. And I don't even care if it's just a coronavirus. Like, if you have like influenza or anything like
that. Or the cold.
Yeah. And now it's even more confusing because there's hay fever going around. So you really don't know like what's happening.
Right.
So it's that's pretty much what's been taken over the past like couple weeks in Japan. It's just like coronavirus this. And there's like a lot of fear mongering and like, you know, just a lot of stuff. We've talked about it, I think, in one of the closers of our previous episodes. But
yeah, but since then, it has definitely gotten worse. Like,
definitely. Like,
apparently, Japan is classified as like a hotbed of coronavirus. Again, yes. Not as bad as it sounds. The only thing is, it's only really fatal if you're like extremely elderly or immunocompromised, mm-hmm. or if you're like a baby, essentially. It's not like terrible, terrible, but like it's wild because it's just spreading.
And I think even if you're not like in those age groups, I think let's say people in our age group got it, you're out of work for like 2 weeks because like you can't go back or else you're going to, you know, pass it on to somebody else. Right. And then that it's just it's a mess. And I think right now, because it's still somewhat contained, but after the whole like Diamond Princess cruise situation, people have just been let out and just to live normal lives. And they're just like, hey, if you get symptoms, you know, I guess go to the doctor. But if you don't feel any symptoms, like you'll be fine. And so I'm just waiting for like a huge outbreak. I'm not trying to manifest that, but I just feel like if you're not retesting people to see if they had it before letting them back into Japan, and with public transportation being such a huge thing here, I don't know. I just feel like it could spread quickly and some people may not know how to deal with it.
Right. And I think the main issue with this type of sort of outbreak is not that it's fatal. I really do think that if it was extremely fatal, a lot more people would be on high alert.
Yeah.
I think because it's not fatal, because it's technically considered like low threat, unless you meet certain conditions, people are not taking it seriously, which I feel leads to a wider outbreak. Because like more people get sick because of just carelessness, because of, you know, not taking care of their safety, because of not taking things seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And then they infect other people who are actually trying to do their best and not get sick. And then, you know, it's just like a what is it called? Snowball effect?
Yeah.
That's what I feel like. True. That's the most frustrating thing about Corona is that like it is such an easy freaking fix.
Yeah, it's an easier way to address it. I feel like, maybe not easy. I don't know. I'm not like a person in the medical field dealing with this right now. I just feel like
that is true.
There could be better ways. And I've seen better ways with other things like with SARS and Ebola and the such. So it's just weird to see that here. And as a person who's not like Japanese and like not from Japan, I do feel like it's just not being handled the best. So as a foreigner, I am concerned.
Yeah.
But I'm just trying my best not to be overly scared about it and just practice basic hygiene.
Right.
Avoid people who are sick and just do what I gotta do.
Yeah, because I've noticed that like this Corona scare has shown a lot of racist colors. Like,
yeah.
I'm just saying, like, a lot of people be making Corona jokes at the expense of people who are actively, like, in hot zones or in, like, what is it called? Quarantine zones. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, man, come on, don't be racist because people get sick.
Yeah. Someone was saying, you know, like, I buy, like, one extra safety item every time I go to the market now. So, like, an extra toilet paper, extra food, something, and to add up my prepared foods,
right,
my like emergency stock, because her friend who's in China, you know, I believe that she teaches as well, you know, she's been in lockdown in her apartment for like a whole month. So if you can't really go out, you need to have good supplies. So I do think kind of keeping that in mind, you know, especially like with these masks and stuff and antibacterial products, like no one really saw this coming. And then all of a sudden they're just like sold out. So I guess just have your basic necessities. I think that's with anything, whether that's like natural disasters or diseases, you know, anything of that.
Yeah. And it is difficult to sort of foresee and prepare for all these different situations. But I think once they're going, you can kind of get underway. You know what I mean? Like, I know for sure whenever we go grocery shopping, like the next time and the next time and the next time, I'm be like, what can we get that's like, you know, maybe one thing. You know what I mean?
Cause yeah, for sure.
That is a really good point.
It is. Like, we have, like, some stock, but I feel like it's easy to slip into, like, oh, nothing's happening, you know?
Yeah. What is it? Complacency or whatever.
And also, just anyone who's not living in the areas that have a lot of contracted, essentially victims of this, like, coronavirus, try not to, like, belittle or, like, fearmonger them either. Because I know sometimes people will have good intentions and they'll ask us about Japan and, like, oh, my God, do all these things. And it's like, you know, I would just be careful with over-suggesting things because it kind of, like, we're already stressed out about this. So we're doing the best that we can. And it's just best not to assume. And also, some of the people who have told me things, it's like, here, I hear you, thank you for checking up on me, but it's also in your country, so fam, like, please protect yourselves too, because it's not just Japan, it's not just China, it's all over Europe, it's in the Americas too. So
I feel like a lot of people, because they know us, are like, oh my gosh, be careful and take care. Again, like you're saying, there's nothing wrong with checking up on family and friends and being like, hey, you good? Like, you
know, yeah, like,
yeah, but like, don't overdo it, please. On either side, you know, don't be trying to check in on somebody every single time. Like, if they said they're okay, trust them. If you hear an update or news, maybe talk about it. But
yeah,
like,
just talk about it, you know?
Yeah, I would say the main thing is just like with the basic hygiene thing, just do the basic. And then if something happens, you can go from there. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. All right. So that's it for this episode. I sorry if it was kind of like a downer with the whole like coronavirus thing. But I mean, that's what's going on.
Yeah.
And I'm sure we'll have different topics as we go on this year. And hopefully y'all like this bonus episode. I just feel like it's nice to have this space so that we can give the topic episodes its shine.
Right. And I really enjoy this type of thing where it's more casual. We kind of just give y'all the tea and we can chat about what's going on in our lives, you know?
Yeah. All right. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Hope y'all like this bonus episode.
Yes. Please follow us on the socials to get notified next time we put out a new episode or any other content. The Instagram is where to go. We also have Facebook and Twitter and all the other ones. Links are in the description.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye, y'all. Take care.